Hi guys, welcome to the Musin podcast. I know I have been intentionally and unintentionally MIA. Intentionally because I don't want to produce or give out what I am not feeling. You know, because this podcast is really about, you know, self-love, self-awareness, higher vibrations, art, everything that has to do with you and like becoming better. So I didn't want to be in the wrong energy and be trying to give good energy out to you guys. I don't know if that makes sense. And unintentional because honestly, a lot is going on, you guys. And I know people are still doing stuff even with everything going on. I know. But then again, people are different. I'm different. You're different. I don't know how to multitask and like have so much going on and be able to like handle all of it at once. So basically, life has been going on unintentionally. And I've just been handling that, and I, you know, just kind of zoned out from kind of doing what I love to do, which is this, you know, and a whole lot of other stuff. I'm alone today. I don't have any guests because this is like an official welcome back to me. Yeah, so I'm not going to be chit-chatting so much and trying to bore you with, I don't know, whatnot. Yes, but I'm going to come back to the point where I said a lot is going on. And a lot can be going on for every one of us. And we almost don't know how to, like, you know, stay on track and be in tune with everything going on with us. So I'm just going to give just a few tips. Just to tell you how, you know, I've been, you know, digging it because this country, they very hard, but I refuse to, you know, say that for myself. This is because I'm really seriously keen into positivity rather than negativity. I rather say this country is easy for me, or I'm going to get what I want out from this country. Whether or not I'm trying to japa or I'm not trying to japa, I'm just, you know, keeping that positive energy because honestly, you are what you say. You attract what you say with your mouth. The power of everything is in the tongue. Even it's in the Bible. So yeah. But anyway, I know the country is not so balanced right now for a lot of us. And some of us are just, you know, wondering how some of us are doing it. You know, like sometime last week, I think there was the Kaduna thing going on, and then there was like the Nigerian match coming up, and then there was just so much energy going on. And then a friend of mine kept saying, oh, like she's just so worried and she's like so scared and like she doesn't want to go watch the match in the stadium because she feels like because of the whole bump. You know what? It's okay to, you know, run your mind through so many scenarios or get your head mixed up in a lot of scenarios, but don't say it. Don't bring it out from your mouth. Don't even fuel it too much in your mind. You'd just, you know, walk on eggshells around it and like kind of just dispose it because it's not necessary. So I mean, here's to so many other podcasts I'm going to be releasing because I'm officially back, guys. The Musin podcast is back. Yeah. So today, though, I'm only just going to be sharing like a few tips on how I have been coping through the chaos, basically. Yeah. So I'm just going to be sharing a few tips on how I have been coping through the chaos because my brothers and my sisters, it choke. But yeah, first off is, I kind of got really in tune with my spirituality, God, you know, my personal like odyssey. I've been having like some kind of personal, really spiritual odyssey with myself. This is because you can't be in this world and be a drifter. Drifter as in, you cannot say you don't believe in anything. Even the atheists, right? If I'm not wrong, if that's how they pronounce it, the ones that don't believe in God, they have something they believe in. You know, you cannot just not believe in anything. You cannot be a drifter. You cannot say, oh, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in manifestations. I don't believe in the universe. I don't believe in affirmations. Then what do you believe in? You don't go to church. So, okay. So, like, why are you drifting so much? Honestly, when you're drifting, you have no particular direction. You find it kind of hard to even understand what your purpose is. I say this because I have been a drifter. I'm maybe not drifting so much anymore because I'm trying to really be in line with my spirituality, my purpose, what God wants for me, what God wants, you know, what God has put me on this earth to do, what I have been put on this earth to do. I'm trying to find my purpose. I'm trying to have a very strong bond with God and like my personal self, because, you know, even the Bible says, as he is, so are we. He's a king. So you are a king, because the power of life and death lies in your tongue. You are able to speak life upon yourself rather than speak death. You're able to speak healing upon yourself rather than speak poisoning. So poisoning comes from vexation, anger, you know, like worry, all of that. That's you poisoning your mind and your body, to be very honest, because, you know, you just have to heal yourself. Everything that you want is inside of you. Everything that you are is inside of you. You just need to manifest it. Trust me, it's sounding very, very chit-chatty from my mouth, but it's a lot of work. And the moment you're able to actually put in that work to find yourself spiritually, to understand yourself, look, I'm not talking religious. I'm not talking, oh, going to church like every day, or oh, like going to church and like, there's nothing wrong with going to church and being, you know, of service in the church. I know many times I've said, oh, when I go to church, I'm going to become an usher, and too bad for me, I'm not yet an usher, but you know what I mean? I'm not here to preach, so I'm not trying to dive into the whole church thing so much for you guys, but basically have a very strong relationship with God and yourself. Be very, very spiritually aware. Always talk to yourself kindly, nicely, always, even when the negatives try to surround your mind, push them away with words from the Bible. It's very simple. My favorite verse in the Bible is Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the thoughts God has for me." And there's another verse, I don't know if it's Philippians, that says, "All things work together for good." So even when things are not going your way, you know that all things work together for good for your sake. That's what God has promised. And if you trust and believe, just cement your faith on a very strong foundation that it's all God, not even by your strength. It is all God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So, like, it is all God. Trust that God has it all figured out for you. Do you understand? That's number one. Number two, you just have to be happy. Honestly, I know that happiness is not a day's job or a 2 days job or even a 3 days job. But like, when I say being happy, I don't mean like, oh, waiting on someone to like be your source of happiness or anything. Remember when I said everything you want and you need is inside of you? That includes your happiness. Let me tell you something. You cannot even say, oh, I'm trying to be in this relationship, and then and you're saying stuff like, oh, this guy makes me so happy. And I'm like, I mean, I used to really be like that when I put that, forgive my blunder, guys. So I used to really be like that when I put all my happiness dependent on somebody because I'm dating the person or because they're my friend or whatnot. It is wrong. So don't put your happiness on dependent on anybody. Put your happiness dependent on yourself. Be the source of your happiness. Be able to move yourself. You have to have this power where you're able to remove yourself from a sad moment. You know that kind of power where you're able to react differently and you are very aware that you could have reacted like this, but you rather react this way. That is a very strong power. That means that nobody can actually be in control of your happiness unless you want to be angry. Like, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having a moment of anger, 2 seconds, 60 seconds of anger, 1 minute, 5 minutes, even a whole day. To be very honest, because we're human beings and our feelings are very, very, very much valid. You get me? So when I'm saying like your happiness, I'm not saying, oh, because you want to make yourself happy, then something makes you upset and then you're like, oh, like, no, bro. If I de vex, I go express my vex, you know, as it hurts. But then one thing is for sure, you have to be able to communicate your anger properly so you don't hurt someone else, because words are seeds. And whatever you say to someone is actually what will grow in that person. Do you understand? What that person would retain. You hear people when they fight and quarrel, they say stuff like, oh, when she told me that, my voice was irritated. Like, those kind of things really hurt people. So you have to even know that even when you're angry, you might still hurt someone with your words, but you have to be careful with them. Do you understand? And then when you're in the moment, like most people say at the moment of their anger, they're always silent. I have those moments too when I actually want to be silent when I'm angry. And I also have those moments when I actually really want to just express how I feel. So I try to process before I talk. So I might be quiet, but I'm still going to talk. I'm still going to say how I feel, because for me, that's how it works. When I say how I feel, it kind of like calms me down. And then I get to listen to the other person, because most times we get it wrong. We're angry for the wrong reasons. Trust me, you're just angry for nothing. Because if you calm down to listen, to not react, but to listen, to understand and be able to communicate with this person, then you see that it's really not that big of a deal. Do you get me? So being able to create your own joy and your own happiness is also a lot of work. It sounds easy with the way I'm saying it, yeah? Is not. Let me not just lie to you. It's not. But then again, it is the consistency. It's the way you be consistent with something. It becomes a lifestyle. You see, I have a friend. I don't want to call her name, because if she listens to this podcast, she's going to feel very special. But yeah, I have a friend. Her energy is everything. I live for those kind of people, because I like them being around me a lot, because I love good energy. Energy is very important. You'd see, like, one time we're going to the gym, and then somebody hit her car. She was really upset. Like, in the car, you could see her, like, saying, oh, like, this guy is mad. He's not well. I'm seeing that she's upset. And then we get somewhere we can park so she can see the car. And she sees it. I mean, it was scratched. Not really scratched, but so much scratch that you'd obviously be vexed, you know, like at least have like 1 hour of anger, or like 45 minutes or 35 minutes. But then we get into the car. Guess what this babe just says? All things work out together for good. I'm glad. I thank God that he didn't hit my window off. I thank God that he didn't scratch me so much that I have to be thinking of painting my car. I mean, it's just the fender, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's good stuff. I mean, she was angry before, but then she has calmed herself down. She has given, because she has that power. This kind of thing, most people now, it will be the reason for their vex all through the day. Like, they will be angry that somebody hit their car and they're going to spend money to fix it. Like, it's enough reason to be angry. But she took the power in her own hands to not let that man, like, you know, spoil her mood or try to spoil her morning or try to even get her angry. Do you understand? She calmed herself down. That is a lot of power. It all falls back to what I said about self-awareness, like being able to like know who you are, find yourself. That's why we go back to that spirituality. So you see, everything is in line, yeah? Okay. My third way of being able to, you know, like cope through the chaos is basically... I know it sounds very, very cliche, but silence. I'm learning to silence my entire mind. and not just think of anything. There's so much to think of that sometimes you should just not think. Bro, to be very honest, to be very, very, very honest with you, my sister, my brother, sometimes I'm gonna just shut your mind down. Just nothing. You just lie down in silence and just, you know, instead of thinking, just, I mean, be grateful. Think of even the fact that you have a bed to lie on, the air to breathe, that you're in sound mind and sound health. You know, affirm things to yourself, but in silence of your mind. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. Probably will make sense for people that do a lot of meditation and yoga, but yeah, I'm learning to just silence myself from the chaos. One time, I was so rich. I had just like 2K in my account, bro. I had to do data. I had to go out. I had to, you know, just do my basic shit, you know? Bro, I laid in my bed. I was so uninspired that I couldn't even think of going to the gym. And I really wanted to go to the gym that morning. I laid in my bed for like 30 minutes. I was just silent. I was intentionally shutting my mind off from the fact that I just had 2K in my account. All I kept just, you know, all that kept coming across my mind is, Lord, I thank you for a new day. I thank you for a new day. I'm grateful. Today is going to be a good day. Today I'm going to have a little bit of financial ease, if not more. Today that 2K will turn to, you know, like just be quiet. But I won't even lie to you. Before the end of the day, almost someone sent me 50K from nowhere just because he wanted to check up on me. Should I even be announcing that? But you know what I mean? Like, there is power in your mind. And the only place the devil has power is that your mind. So you have to take charge of it. Like, be in serious control of your mind, because that's the only thing you can be in control of. You can't be in control of someone else's mind or thoughts or actions, but yours is for you and you alone to handle. Am I going to say all my tips? No. I'm sorry, I'm not that generous. Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm generous, but I mean, like, yeah, so we've said spirituality, we've said happiness, we've said silence. Another thing is, honestly, as much as I am a big time loner, I have friends, acquaintances, yeah, but 80% of the time, you would catch me by myself. Is that I'm inside my house, somewhere that, you know, I don't have to have that very much friends. I'm a friend person. How did I say that? Like, I'm trying to say I'm a friendly person. I like to have good friends around me. This is because I grew up with, how will I put it now? I grew up with adults. Growing up, I had a lot of adults around me. I didn't have that very much friends. So the friends I made from primary school, I gathered them so much. I didn't have so much friends, but I had a few. I gathered them so much. Obviously, I let some people go and some people stayed. Secondary school, the same thing, university. So, like, it's like you have this, like, tribe, and you know, like, these are my people. And then you feel like, oh, any other person coming in, traitor, like, you know? I don't know if this is, like, relatable, but all I'm trying to say basically is that because I'm so much of a loner, whenever I always try to be around very good energy whenever I'm trying to be amongst people. So I always pick friends that our acquaintances that, like, my energy and energy attract. Like, I feel your energy. I feel that you're a good person. I honestly, if you're able to shut your mind down and be silent sometimes, trust me, you'll be able to actually feel good energy when you see one. And you'll be able to also tell that, oh, I'm off now today, I'm not chilling with this person again. You know, that kind of thing. Like, you're able to sense what's, like, what is supposed to be around you. So yeah, I'm trying to say that as much as I like to be by myself a lot, I also like to be among good company, good friends that will get you laughing and your belly will be hurting. Like, that is what you should do most of the other times. You get me? So always be around good energy. Be around people that are thinking the same way you're thinking. Like, yo, we gotta stay positive. Yo, this is what we gotta do. This is how we make money. This is how, oh, bro, jokes, laughs, sarcasm, humor. Very important. Because don't be you, kid Jesus. Don't be every time good, they think. As much as I say you be loner like me, don't be every time good, they inside house. Sometimes, Kwano, you could just try day around your friends. Maybe if you catch cruise, maybe if you laugh, maybe if you, you know, shine to me, if you feel good. You know, because I'm this life now, nothing. You come and you go. Shout out to RD on that song. Don't forget, this podcast also comes in with music because I'm a music lover. And then I'm also going to have times when I'm going to always be sharing music playlists, good music with you guys, because like music is my escape and it's all part of my, it's always been a part of my journey. So I would always be a music person. So I was saying something, shout out to RD, ARDEE, Come and Go. You guys need to listen to that jam, really good jam, because he's trying to say in this life you come and you go. So why are you stressing so much? Just leave it all to God. Leave it all to God. I'm even talking to myself now. Like, leave it all to God, really, honestly. So yeah, I mean, I have so many more tips, but I don't know if I want to really, really bore you with all that. Just kidding. Yeah, but I mean, this episode, like I said, wasn't supposed to be so long because I actually want you to listen to what I have to say. But shout out to having so many more episodes, because we are, this year is that year when we're going to have a lot of episodes, a lot of people come on the show to talk and inspire you, inspire me as well. And, you know, shout out to good times, because I'm really, you know, pumped about my return to the Musing Podcast. Yeah, I'm very pumped. I'm actually pumped. If you see me now, I'm pumping. I'm entirely pumped, man. So yeah, I mean, there's so much going on in the world right now, Nigeria, the world. And the least you can do is, you know, abide by this few things I said. Try to always be your joy, your own source of peace. And, you know, just treat yourself with a lot of compassion. You know, when you do that, you'd understand that treating yourself with compassion comes with just understanding what gives you zen. Honestly, because I didn't say you shouldn't work hard, think, strategize, do all that, but treat yourself with compassion, as in know when to just, you know, chill out. Know when to just give yourself a break from all that thinking. That's what I mean. So thank you so much for coming on to the Musing Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening up to this point, I love you so much. If you are listening still, please keep listening. Yeah, and then, oh yeah, a very important information. So because, you know, regarding the return, every Thursdays would be a drop of a new episode. Yeah. So you can follow me on my personal Instagram page at Muna. The Muna comes with a H, a dot, and an underscore. Or you can follow us at the Musing Podcast on Instagram still. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Moonshine. Just to keep yourself very much updated, because it choke, like I said. So thank you so much for coming on to the Musing Podcast. Looking forward to dropping so much more. And hopefully these few tips of mine were able, or will be able, to, you know, give you some balance in this chaotic world of ours that will be peaceful in Jesus' name. Amen. have a great weekend, guys, and stay tuned for more episodes.